This is Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, and we are doing The Voice on the King. And today I have the pleasure of introducing to The Voice on the King, Jay Nance, writer, producer, and director. I'm not going to give a lot of information about how I met her as of yet and how our conversation started. I just want to get right into introducing Jay Nance and who she is. Jay Nance, tell the people who you are. And give me a little bit more about you and your background.
Wow. Well, I'm Jay Nance, first of all. I'm a child of God. I just have to say that. And I'm blessed and I'm happy to be on here with you. Thanks for having me. As she said, I am a writer, director, producer, all-around entrepreneur. So I've been in the TV and film business for the past 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. I've been in the music industry for 15, so I kind of combined them and trying to make a lane of my own.
Okay, so it sounds like your passion is film and music?
Yes, now not more or less the music within the film. So creating music for TV and film.
What experiences have you had that drives your passion and your purpose behind who you are and what you do on a day-to-day basis when it comes to having your motivation and the meaning behind your work?
Well, I would have to say all the people I've worked with and seeing them become successful in their own right, they're very talented people, but knowing that I was a part of that to move that forward and now just doing it within my own name and not as a ghostwriter or a blind writer. And so I just love to see other people obtain their goals. And if I could be part of that, I feel like that's what success to me is.
With that being said, what has been your educational investment in who you are and what you do now? I understand that your professional investment came from ghostwriting and doing things for others. And if you want to elaborate a little bit more on ghostwriting and what that is, for people who don't know, for people who may be even interested in something like that, what type of educational experience have you had that has led you to your professional career and your professional investments for your business?
Well, to start, I have a bachelor's in criminal justice, and I was in law enforcement for several years.
Wow.
So that's where the education came from. I took 6 months of mock court and moot court in law school. So I took some law classes, and you do a whole lot of writing and reading in those classes. A whole lot. So I think that prepared me for the writing side, honestly. And as far as ghostwriting is if someone contracts you to write something for them, whether it's a song, a jingle, a movie, a television show, but they take credit as the writer, but you get paid for writing it, but you don't get any credit. That's what a ghostwriter is.
So how many years have you been a ghostwriter?
7.
What was the driving point for you where you decided that you no longer wanted to be a ghostwriter and you wanted to be recognized for your work?
Well, I'll tell you, I started ghostwriting because you get paid up front. That was the big driving force. And I was with a major label. You get paid up front for your, when you ghostwrite. As a film writer now, when I do my movie, you know, which has taken a couple of years, and then you put it out, then it takes another year for you to recoup. You know, you got 3 years before you even seeing any money.
Oh, wow.
That's the difference when writing in your name up front on your own stuff and being a ghostwriter on somebody else's stuff and getting paid up front.
Well, you know, I think that's a great place to start when it comes to your coins. When it comes to your coins and wanting more for what your investment is, you definitely tend to switch your mode of thought and what it is that you're invested in.
Absolutely. I still take classes. I take writing classes. I take acting classes. I take directing classes to make me a better writer. You know, I use a lot of the stuff from my law enforcement days and, you know, I've lived life. So I have a lot of different experiences that kind of influence my writing. And it just helps when you have some experience, you have something to lean back on, to pull from, to draw from, you know, because all writing is provoking emotion. Music is provoke emotion. That's what it is. Is it gonna make you happy? Is it gonna make you sad? Make you dance? It's gonna provoke something.
It's true. And I believe that it's even more commendable for you that you are still in training and still in education for yourself. And you've been in the industry already for 7 years now.
Yes, that's just for the TV and film. I've been in 15 for music.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that made me want to start writing in my own name, and it's kind of crazy. I ghost wrote for a celebrity and I wrote on a show. And I tried to get hired on the show that I wrote and created, and I couldn't even get a job on the show because they said I didn't have enough experience. And so I was like, okay, we got to change some things up. So, but you know, things are tight, so you need your coins. So, you know, the quickest way to get your coin is to ghost or blind write. And so I said, okay, I'm just going to write in my name and create my own content and try to get out there. So that was the motivation right there, that I could not get a job after doing it for so many years. And I had stuff that was ending up on television.
That's so commendable for yourself, because some people stay stuck in the fact that they can't find, they can't receive, and they can't have. But you decided to continue to pursue and now make a way for yourself. That's what's going to take us into this next segment, because I got some stuff to tell them about what you got coming up now, what you have your name on, what you are working on and writing and producing and giving to the world with your name, with Jay Nance.
You just heard episode 2, part 1 of The Voice on the King featuring Jay Nance, writer, film director, and producer. Tune back in on Thursday at 4 p.m. for part 2 of episode 2 on The Voice on the King with Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, only on 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.